Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday. So I got to quickly do a shout out. So I just heard that my amazing grandchildren and my son and daughter-in-law are at Fort Benning watching the live stream right now. So shout out to Josh, Anna, Declan, and Emmy. And I love y'all. So thank you very much for streaming in again, part of our large family audience. But right now, what I want to do is I'm going to the phones, so to speak. The guy to whom we have everything to blame for all this is Dale Jackson, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, host of the Dale Jackson Show and Yellowhammer Gig and all of it. Hey, Dale Jackson, how you doing, buddy?
I could not be any better. It's kind of weird that this whole thing is where it is right now because it all started because I didn't want to work. I mean, that's really what it is. I was like, I need to take a couple days off. I really don't want to be there. Who is a big enough sucker to come all the way over here and do this show and not want anything in exchange? And then he did it. I was like, okay, I got to get this guy away from my show before he ruins my life because he's better than I am and I don't like this. So that's how this all started. That's the truth of the matter. You filled in for me a couple times and then I have no problem telling the truth. I wanted to hire you, but then I realized, wait a minute, this guy's a successful human being. He can't work for radio money. I mean, this is ridiculous. So we got to figure out a way to make this work. And you took it and you owned it and you did it on your own. And it's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive.
Well, brother, I appreciate you. And so as long as we're having a love fest, I'll just tell you right now, I still remember doing your show. And I was like, Dale Jackson, like, that's like a big show. I don't know if I can do this. And I remember asking, you said, hey man, I'm going on vacation or something. I forget what it was. Could you guest host for me? And I was like, I think that'd be cool. A guest host. What do I do? Like a whole hour, 2 hours, 2 hours. And I was like, that's just, I lawyered up for that show, man. I had so many notes and what Antonio was running the board, I think. And I had the best time. I guess you figured I had a lot of hot air so I could come back.
Look, I'll tell you the same thing I told everyone else when I pitched this show and this idea. I was like, and I'll get some of this wrong, as I usually do, but I was like, this is a guy who's a lawyer. This is a guy who's rode horseback into Afghanistan. This is a guy who's a minister. He's been a state senator. He failed to lobby to get appointed to the United States Senate. He failed to lobby to get appointed as AG. And this is a guy who has gone out and done so much stuff that he's got more experience than anyone else on the radio in the real world. And that's why I knew you'd be great at it. And all those things that you did were, and I don't even know about the last two, I just made those up, but all the things you've actually done in your life lead you to this great opportunity. And really, I'm glad I get this opportunity to talk to you about this. I'm kind of pissed at you. I'm telling you the truth. I mean, you're going from appearances on CNN to, and we've talked off the air, other opportunities have presented themselves for you in different ways, to go sit in a stodgy office somewhere and put bad guys in jail. I mean, what is this? Are you going to come back?
You know what? We'll see what God does. But right now, I got to be honest with you. I was talking to Senator Tuberville one day about this U.S. attorney thing. And he says, Phil, I got to ask you. If you get this nomination, if you're the one nominated for this, are you going to put somebody in jail? And I said, I'm a frigging gunslinger, coach. Yeah. Of course I am. And he goes, oh, I'm pretty sure you're going to get the nomination then. So anyway, here I am.
Did he suggest that maybe you should stay on the radio at all?
No, you can't do both. He knew that, and I knew that.
I know that, so. But did he ask you, like, will you leave the radio in order to do this?
Oh, I've been asked by that. So with my interviews with the White House and everything else, they always said, are you aware that you'll have to divest of your current, you know, positions? And I said, I am. So yeah, that's it. I got to tell the story, though, Dale, real quick, hearkening back. So I've told it on the air before, but I'll tell it again with you here. You called me, and I think it was March of 21. And I thought, you know, my phone ring, I see it's Dale Jackson. I'm thinking you're going to call me to see if I'll come on or maybe guest host again. And I picked it up, and the conversation went no lie. If you remember this, something like, I said, hey, man. And you go, hey. And I said, what's going on? And you said, Rush Limbaugh died. And I went, yeah. And then there was like a pause, and I went, yeah, all right? And he goes, yeah, but I got to fill 3 hours. And I went, okay. And then you said, we want to know if you'll do a show. And I said, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. So, that was 4.5 years ago or more, almost 5 years ago, really.
Yep. And that time slot didn't really work out for what we were trying to do. I mean, it would serve two purposes in this case. It got you a time slot. It got Yaffe off of Afternoon Drive. That's killing WVNN. We had to get that guy out of there and put him, you know, got to get him closer to me in the morning so I can protect him. But no, the original idea was to put you there, but you know, there's just so many moving pieces in radio and how things work. So yeah, it didn't really line up the way it was, but that was the catalyst. Like that's the catalyst of the conversation. And I think it's worked out great. I mean, and people tell me all the time, it's like, and I've said this on the air, so I have no problem, you know, saying this. I go over to my mom's neighborhood and they're all elderly. You know, I love them. No question about it. They're great. Nice. And these little old ladies will come up to me and they'll be like, you're the one that's on the radio. And I'm like, yes, I am the one on the radio. Stop looking me in the eye. And then they say, you know that Phil Williams guy? And I'm like, yeah, I know Phil Williams. I know him. And he goes, he's my favorite. I love Phil Williams. He's my favorite. And I'm like, what the hell, man? I think you can be nice to me. No, but they love Phil Williams. 65 plus, Phil Williams, number one.
That's my genre, man.
Yeah.
That's my peeps. I guess I'm the gray beard. Although I'm looking at your beard right now and I'm saying, a little Grecian formula, dude. But
I'm getting old, man. There's no question about it. This business ages you quickly.
Well, it does. But by the way, I also got to thank you for something else. Thank you for giving me a 7 to 9 month beta test of JP so I could steal him away from you and bring him over here to be the best producer in all of Alabama media. So thank you.
I was
going to
bring it up,
that.
But that's the scummiest thing you've ever done. I truly, it is such a scummy thing that you did. Oh. And you're like, hey, you know, JP, this is Phil Williams talking. JP's a loser. He's got nothing going on. I don't like him. His dad hates him. Like going on and on and on about this stuff. And I'm just like, what's the question here? Do you want me to kill this guy? What are you asking me? And he's like, could you maybe find something for him to do? And I'm like, I guess. And he's like, just want to let you know, he's got no skills. He's a terrible person. He smells bad. All these things. And I said, Phil Williams, I'll do anything for you. No problem. And little did I know, it was all a scam. And because 7 months later, you take him away. It's
That's
just a complete
exactly
scam.
Right.
It was a con job. And then I realized how much he sucks. So I was glad to see him.
Well, but when you first saw him and you realized he was bald with a beard, you said, this is a go. We're going to take
yes.
this.
That was actually the first thing he said to me. I saw him and he said, you're going to have to change your haircut if you're going to work here.
And then I saw his pictures in high school where his hair was going away. And I'm like, never mind, leave it where it is.
Yeah, yeah.
he and our hairlines had a similar path.
Mm. Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, brother, listen, I love you as a friend. I appreciate you. Thank you for giving me a break by the way, I did not see this coming. Some of the best stuff in my life have been the surprise phone calls, and yours was a total surprise. But you gave me big shoes to follow, and I mean your shoes, not Rush Limbaugh's. You gave me like a whole mission in life, because I feel like for 4.5 years I've had a chance to impact culture and do stuff and say things. And I'll tell you what's funny too. I go to the courtroom now and I have to remind myself, you're not on the radio show. You got to talk like a lawyer. And so because I've found myself being more combative in the courtroom than I ever was before I had a radio show.
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've had girlfriends tell me and wives too tell me, hey, you're not on the radio, man. I get to talk, you know. But I do want to say, I want to ask you this question, because you've lived both worlds here. You were a legislator. You're on the radio.
Yeah.
There's a theory that you have more power on the radio than you do as one of those 35 legislators down there. Mm-hmm. The thing. I mean, I've watched, and I don't want anyone to take this the wrong way, but I've watched as legislators talk to you, and they talk to me the same way. It's very deferential because they're trying to get you to see their point of view. And you can motivate listeners, and you do. Your listeners are motivated. they are motivated. They're so quick. A woman came up to me at one of my son's soccer game and had tears in her eyes. Now, I think there were two reasons for tears in her eyes. One, Charlie Kirk had just been killed. That had happened that weekend before. Yeah. And two, I think you had either announced you were leaving or no, that's not it. She something else. But that was number one. Number two, she was a super Phil Williams fan. And she was, so those were the two things. And I was just like, God, she's wearing a Right Side Radio shirt. And I'm like, WVNN's nowhere on it. This is like completely screwing me. It's like, it's unbelievable. But the point is, the question is this. Do you feel like you got more stroke in the state doing what you're doing now than what you were doing when you were one of 35?
I know I did. I know I did. Because I had an audience that was confined to my district, occasionally outside, and then within the body of the legislature. And a lot of times it was inside the bubble. You try to have influence and do what you can. But it's a heck of a thing when the 35 who are inside the bubble now care about what the guy says who's speaking to tens of thousands. And I know for a fact that there were times when I was able to speak to bills like the gambling bill or other issues that came up or budget issues or, for that matter, COVID restrictions and look at all of it and go, I'm having way more fun wearing them out than I would if I was on the floor of the Senate trying to wear them out one at a time.
Yeah, no question. Last thing I need to tell you this.
Yeah.
This is important. You're going to be a prosecutor. Our paths are going to cross. at some point in time, I feel like our paths are going to cross again. Just remember, I'm good. Look the other way. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do is look the other way.
So appreciate you. Yep. Grand juries are very impartial proceedings. All right. Okay. Love you, man.
Thanks,
Dale Jackson. Appreciate you, man. Talk to you soon. Well, we're taking a break right there. That's nothing but fun. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, I think we got Jeff from Indiana. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.